All right, so today we're going to be in Psalm 71:5, and we're continuing our series on the names of God. And so Psalm 71:5 says, "O Lord, you alone are my hope. I've trusted you, O Lord, from childhood." So the Hebrew name that we're going to be talking about is Mikveh Yisrael, which is the Hebrew name for God, meaning hope of Israel. This name occurs both in Old and New Testament. The Hebrew word mikveh means to wait or look for with eager expectation. God is the object of our very highest hopes, and he never lets us down. So the nation of Israel actually provides a wonderful example of God remaining faithful to imperfect people. So to gain some understanding of this name of God, we need to start at the very beginning and ask the question, what is the biblical definition of hope? So I found a really good definition of this term, biblical hope, written by John Piper. And it says, biblical hope not only desires something good for the future, it expects it to happen. And it not only expects it to happen, it is confident that it will happen. There is a moral certainty that that the good we expect and desire will be done. So what we find is that hope is actually a great stabilizer. Mikveh Yisrael gives us access to supernatural hope that will help us in the hardest of times. So you don't fully understand what the outcome will be, but you know that God is trustworthy. Biblical hope finds its roots in God and his goodness, mercy, and power. So in the Old Testament, hope was often connected to the expectation that God would deliver those who trust him. So the people of Israel would look to Mikveh Yisrael for deliverance, salvation, protection, provision, and direction. Furthermore, in Jeremiah 17, verses 7 through 8, and then verse 13, it said, "But blessed are those who trust in the Lord and have made the Lord their hope and confidence. They are like trees planted along a riverbank, with the roots that reach deep into the water. Such trees are not bothered by heat or worried by long months of drought. Their leaves stay green, and they never stop producing fruit. O Lord, the hope of Israel, all who turn away from you will be disgraced. They will be buried in the dust of the earth, for they have abandoned the Lord, the fountain of living water." And what we find is in the New Testament that our hope is actually rooted in Jesus, in his life, death, and resurrection. So Romans 15:13 says, "I pray that God, the source of hope, will find you completely, or fill you completely with joy and peace because you trust him. Then you will overflow with a confident hope through the power of the Holy Spirit." So what we find is that Jesus is our hope. And just as the people of Israel looked at Mikveh Yisrael for hope, we must in turn look at Jesus with that same expectation. One of my favorite things about Israel is that Israel was constantly messing up in the eyes of the Lord, which sounds like something that's kind of weird to say, it being one of your favorite things, but I find hope in it because I know that I'm consistently messing up. So if God's chosen people are continuously messing up, then that gives me a little bit of hope. But the Old Testament talks about how many times Israel displeased the Lord. And despite this, the Lord remained faithful to Israel, even when Israel was not faithful to the Lord. So if the hope of Israel is meant to save Israel, how does the Lord do it? So in the Old Testament, we see that the Lord is setting up both Abrahamic and Mosaic covenants with his people. And these covenants are to ensure that Israel not only is following the Lord, but that the Lord is supporting his chosen people. So it's a two-way street. So you have the people that are supporting the Lord, that are following his rules, continuously going with what he's saying. And in turn, the Lord is with them and protecting them and making sure that everything is working out in their favor. But God ends up taking this a step further, though, and through the new covenant of the New Testament, we see the offering of his one and only Son as the sacrificial lamb on behalf of all of mankind, not just Israel. So the hope of Israel is then transformed to the hope of mankind. And I believe that this hope shows God's character, his nature, and truly his heart for his people. So that leads me to the question of why is hope important? So I looked up some things that hope can do, and it says that hope reduces feelings of helplessness, it increases happiness, reduces stress, and improves our quality of life. I'm going to break that down into each thing. So the first part is reduces the feeling of helplessness. So by trusting in the Lord and knowing that we can have our hope in Him, we're able to reduce our feelings of helplessness. This means that when we fully trust Him, we know our strength and that God has our backs no matter what comes up. We see that it increases happiness. So when we reduce the feelings of helplessness, it allows us to relax a little bit. And when we're able to relax, we often get to be our true selves and live the life the way that we want to, rather than staying busy worrying about things and situations we cannot change. So this leads to an increase of the fruits of the Holy Spirit in our life, including feeling more joy in our lives. So this joy leads us to more happiness in our day-to-day life. Hope reduces stress. So because we don't feel helpless and we have more happiness in our lives, things that would normally stress us out no longer have that same effect on our lives. So this means that we actually see a reduction in stress, which further has the ability to improve our mood and our relationship with others. It improves our quality of life. So by combining all of these improvements, we see that our overall quality of life begins to improve. So all these benefits from just simply having hope. Imagine how much better our quality of life would be if we just continued to put all of our hope in God the Father. So this is a little bit of a shorter message than I normally do, but this week I just really want you guys to think about Mikwe Israel and figure out ways to put your hope in Him. And remember, just as you have hope in Him, He has hope in you.